thank the parnasha of the year. Sponsored by Shirin Lee Lanishmas of Gedalia, but of Shim and the Shamish of Lee and the Sinfonachis of Lee. From page I and Hay in Ayek, a completely different perspective of what does it mean, Rotzakas Baruch Hu Lezachis, so if he have Hirblam Torah Mitzvahs, why do we have so many Mitzvahs, the Reis and the Rabbanim and Hagim? And what the Mechaber is explaining is we see, he doesn't mention Purim over here, but of course it's our Purim, and everything is Purimdik, but the whole story, the whole Yeshua of Purim unfolds. It's about Talmud, that Esther went and she stood with Chatzar, based on Melch HaPnimis. She stood by the inner courtyard, Chatzar, based on Melch HaPnimis. And the Swami Kedoshim explained that, of course, with Talmud Esther, it's talking about each and every one of us. This is with Talmud Esther, with Chatzar, based on Melch HaPnimis. There are two ways that a person can live his or her life as a Jew. You can live your entire existence based on Melech HaChitzonis. You know, the Chatzar based on Melech HaChitzonis, the outer courtyard. To stand always your entire life, every mitzvah you do, everything that you do is Bechatzar based on Melech HaChitzonis. But Talmud Esther Bechatzar based on Melech HaPnimis. That Esther went and she placed herself b'chatzar beis hamal hapnimis to be by the inner courtyard. Noichach says in the pasuk that she stood opposite noichach, and that's what we're talking about. There are different ways to keep mitzvahs. A person who is keeping mitzvahs, and the whole mitzvah is. Everything that the person does in Yiddishkeit is seen as a commandment that's from the outside. It's something that is just the Ratzon of Hashem, which of course we have to keep everything, the Ratzon of Hashem. But a person who keeps it in such a way, and not in the way of a Talmud, Esther went and stood based on Melech HaPnimis, Chatzar based on Melech HaPnimis, is that the feeling that the person has is that, like Rabbi Nachman talks about, and we've discussed over the years, that it says in the pasuk that Lo Shomer Al Moshe VeKaitzer Ruach Ma'Avodah Kasha. Rabbi Nachman explains that they couldn't listen to Moshe when VeKaitzer Ruach, when a person's ruchni is, when you don't feel that your life is being lived, Noichach Beis HaMelech, Chatzar Beis HaMelech HaPnimis, when you don't feel that, then VeKaitzer Ruach, that because of that lack of ruchnias, then it's avoida kosher. And everything is an avoida kosher. Getting up to daven is an avoida kosher. A yontiv, everybody's cracks a gewalt, Hashem made 3 days yontiv, what are we going to do? And everything is an avoida kosher. Everything is an avoida kosher. When a person is neuchach, based on Melech HaPnim, is neuchach, HaMelech, based on Melech, when a person is in that place and recognizes that every single moment is, like we're learning this morning, Chassidus, that is Dveikus B'Hashem, and a mitzvah is not something from the outside. The mitzvah, as we're learning, is in order to bring a person to who he or she can be in this world. So then, you see that the Geula of Purim, the Gemara says, the Chilik is that when it comes to Pesach was a yontiv, a gula that took place, me'avdus l'cheiros, from being slaves to being free. That's what we're talking about, freedom. But Purim is a gula mimis l'chai. We were supposed to die, and we were given back our lives. We were given a new life. And what we're learning about here is that the emes, the truth is that the cheiros, the freedom of a Jew. Freedom to be free is that which gives the person the ability to be alive, to experience the chiyus of what it means to be who you were created to be. That's what we're talking about. So on the top of the page, and Ayin Hela Chena Mitzvahs Merubah Samakifus as Kol Marechetz Achai. That's where we see that mitzvahs surround us in every single step that we take in life, from the moment that we get up in the morning to the end of the day, to when a person leaves this world. Everything is mitzvahs. mitzvahs and rubas makifas is called marechas achai. Kegardel ha'or v'hatoiv shein malidais. Because every mitzvah brings to life, brings into a person's life that or and that toiv of who he is. That's why the mitzvah is every moment of our lives. Ki komer hayfas kol kach b'mitzias kol mamatz v'amal. As we learn, that to bring anything from a state of being v'koach, of potential into reality, requires tremendous effort. Mamatz v'amal, tremendous effort and hard work. And what's more complicated? If you talk to somebody who's trying to build a new company, or what they call now startups, I don't know, to start something new, some new business. So it's tremendous ma'amatz for Omel that goes into building a business. Or there's this guy that I know in HSL that for the last 10 years he's telling me he's building like a some kind of thing on the computer, or website. I don't know what he's doing. He's building something on the computer. It has to have 10 years, and he keeps on saying he's telling his wife, and he's telling her that it's going to make a lot of money, it's going to make a lot of money. He's building this thing. And anything that you want to build in this world, even a gashmius, anything that's serious, that you want to bring menachayach lapal, it requires tremendous mamatz and omel. It's very, very hard. To build anything, it's very, very hard. So the most complicated thing that exists in the world is a Jew. It's the most complex, the most beautiful, the deepest thing in the world is a Yid. Every parent knows that to build a child is not simple. It's much harder to build a company than to build a person. So when it comes to building anything in this world, it requires of significance in this world. It requires very hard work and a lot of effort. Allah's kamavakama a million times more when it comes to building yourself, to building a person, and to who Hashem has well created each one of us to be. So we need mitzvahs to, because every mitzvah is that or and that toiv to draw out from ourselves. When you keep the mitzvahs in the right way, every mitzvah and every moment of learning and davening, every mitzvah that we do is that effort to draw out the essence of who we are, to be able to answer the question of Ayeka. A human being is the greatest and most important mitzvah in the world. Therefore, the actions that are necessary, that are required to bring out that chashivas of a person, since a person is the most chashiva thing that exists in creation, and that's a human being, and a yid is the most chashuva thing that exists in creation. So in order to bring out, in order to give birth to that person, the emes, who that person was created to be, it requires a tremendous amount of work, of effort. And Hashem as well gave, Hashem gave us a tremendous program. No parent that's serious about the kid's education would want to send him to a school where there's, you know, one class a week. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I remember there was, there were guys in high school that wanted to go to, like, they were talking about going to some, like, university in Miami, because they saw a picture from the advertisement of the university that, like, of guys and girls sitting under a palm tree, you know. It's like, so you had like every guy in high school, and there's always like a pretty girl, you know, under a palm tree with a guy. So every guy in yeshiva said, I think that's a good place to go to college. It's like a chash of a college over there. If you want your kid to get an education, if you want to have a girlfriend, it's a chash of a place. If you want to get an education, you should probably go where there are no palm trees. You're sitting under some lousy building, some dark building somewhere, in a classroom all day. That's you get an education. You get different education over there by the Pantheon. That's not what you make a panasa from. So nobody would send the kid to get there's one class a week. This is a joke of a school, and so every parent is worried about such a thing because you know that your child is a bright kid, and you want to bring out from the kid the koiches that he has. She has to bring out the koiches. So the more potential the child has, the more concerned you are that the place that you're sending him to will have a complete program that will bring out the talents that your child has. It's a very simple muscle to understand. Hashem Yisbach gave a Jew a very, very involved, complicated program. We have a very, very big program. Deraisas, Derabbanans, Menhagim, davening and learning and mitzvahs from morning to night and from the time you could talk and think to the time you're saying Kaddish. It's unbelievable, busy program that we have. It's not sitting on this on palm trees somewhere. It's every minute of life. So the reason for that is, Ratzakas Brokul Zakisol. The Rosh Hashanah is giving us the opportunity, the ability, that what we need, a program that a Jew needs to bring out that Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abir, to bring out the Ish Yehudi. And the Ish Yehudi is not a simple thing in Ish Yehudi. Because I'll say Ish Yechidi. Every Jew is B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam. Ish Yechidi, Ish Yehudi, Ayid. So to bring out that person is a big program. It's a big program. You can't do that. It's not easy to do that. It's a lot of work. Hashem also gave us what we need in order to bring out the Ish Yehudi. But Nishkan learning, Nishkan mitzvah is nothing, not learning, not mitzvah, not davening. There's no Ish Yehudi, Nishkan Yid. And there's no, you might be a Jew by birth, but you're not there's not. So therefore, Lachain HaMizgeres, HaMolida as HaVayasol El Shlemuza, the Mizgeres, the framework, I mean that whole system that we have to give birth to who we are, Hi HaMakifa, is all encompassing and very demanding. It's very encompassing. It encompasses all of life, and it's very demanding. There are no vacations. There are no breaks. There's no ben hazmanim from Yiddishkeit. There's no summer vacations from being a Jew. There are people who might feel that there is, but that's not the reality. It's everything. The kifa v'tevanis b'yaseh. It's very, very. It's very demanding. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and a Jew is very complicated. And to bring out every single piece of potential from a Jew, it takes a deraisa, a rabbanan, a midig. It takes learning, it takes davening. If you have an animal, a horse, and you want to train a horse, you want to train some animal. So it's not such an asik. It doesn't have the animal. The animal is simple. And it doesn't. It's not a whole asik to bring out the behemoth. Like Imral says, the behemoth is the letters ba, ma. In it is what it is, that's all it does. And Adam is Adama, growing and changing. And Adam la Elyon, it's a human being. An animal has very little in it. And to bring out the dog from the dog, you know, that the dog, you ask the dog Ayaka, he goes, woof, that's right. And he answered the question. And if he's able to get you slippers or something like he did, television, they would bring him his slippers. So if he's able to do something like trick like that, so then you have a chash of a dog. So maybe you have to give him a little bit more time to talk to him, and I don't know, people do with their dogs. Most of it looks to me like they're just cleaning up after that. But if you have a chash of a dog, maybe you have to do something more chash. But even if it's more chash, it's because of course it's a behemoth. So what is it? So Bama, an Adam, a human being. A Jew is a very, very complicated thing. And there's tremendous, tremendous, unfathomable koiches that exist in each and every one of us. And therefore, this is a very, very complicated, involved program of how to bring out, to educate, and to bring out, and to draw out from the pnimius of a Jew that essence of who he is, the purpose of his life, that why he is in the world, why he's alive. We move into Naisiv and Aymar. And that's why we need to understand. And a lot of the kids make a mistake with this. And it's not their fault. But a lot of kids make a mistake. It has to do with how we teach them, what they're taught in yeshiva, and how we teach them at home. The fact that the mitzvahs are good for us doesn't mean that the mitzvahs are easy. Now, generally, especially in modern society, there's assumed to be a strong connection between what's good and what's easy. If something is hard, it's not good. If something is easy, it's good. Right? That's a Western value. That's not how it was years ago. It was never understood to be like that. It's still, among many, many parts of the world, it's not thought of in such a way. But that's the way most of the kids these days are raised, if something is easy, then it's good. And if something is good, then it's easy. And because of that, the children growing up suffered terribly from any challenges. Because if this is hard, it means it's not good. If it's hard, it's not good. So I mentioned over the years many times the story that Rav Yitzchak Dvorka brought his two sons to the Chayzer from Lublin for a bracha, and they were little boys. There was Rav Mendele, a future Rav Mendele Dvorka, and there was Yaakov David, who would be Rav Yaakov David Amshnover. And Rav Yitzchak Dvorka brought his two sons to the Chayzer for a bracha. Imagine these were two very, very holy children. And the Chayzer, I'm just reminding you, I told this story many times, the Chayzer took out had a very strong drink that they used to have, like some kind of very thick, strong beer or something. And he gave the first, we don't know which one was first or second, but he gave the first boy to drink. And he started coughing, and he made a brach, and he started coughing. It was very hard for him. And the Chayzer asked him, no. So he said it, the boy said it, it's very, very strong, very bitter, very strong. And then he gave the second boy to make a brach, he made a brach, and he drank it, and he also started coughing. And the Chayzer asked him, no. He said, it's bitter, but it's good. It's bitter, but it's kishmak. So the Chayzer said, we don't know which of the children, because they were both tzaddikim, but the Chayzer said to Rabbi Tzvorka that they're both going to be big tzaddikim, but this one, the one that said it's bitter, but it's good, it's going to be something a chiddush. But how do you to know that mitzvah is so hard? To live the life of Torah mitzvahs, it's a hard life. It's a complicated program. And that brings a certain kind of a difficulty, one called bitterness, but it's you could feel the bitterness of having to keep every single thing. It's not easy, it's not vayda kasha. But it's good. Because what a person thinks is hard, that's what he's saying. The fact that the mitzvahs are good, doesn't mean that they're easy. The best things in life are hard. Raising a child is the hardest thing in the world. But it's good. There's nothing that's more rewarding, that's more beautiful than that. Marriage is very, very hard. But now, when they get married, it's supposed to be easy. Because if it's good, then it'll be easy. And if it's easy, then it's good. So as fast as they're getting married, they're getting divorced because it's not easy. And I wasn't planning on this. I didn't know that I would actually have to be considerate and kind and think every minute of how the other person feels. And I know that I have to, clean up after myself. And I didn't know all of these things. I thought this was going to be just a lot of fun and easy, and turns out to be very, very hard. And for an American growing up in these days, if it's hard, it means it's a low tov. That's it. Only something which is easy is good. I'll just come up a comment. You're growing up in a more affluent neighborhood, but where we live is not that everybody here has it easy. There are plenty of people that are struggling, but it's in different ways. But it's not we're not living Baruch Hashem where we worry about having something to eat. We have the things that we need. Anything that is a little bit challenging, it's a little bit difficult, the kid thinks is a lot of. It's not good. Homer is not good. Why? It's hard. I came home. I wanted to be able to chill. However kid wants to chill. I wanted to chill. I came home. I wanted to chill, and I got math, and I got biology. I have to do Chazal the Gemara for tomorrow. There's a Fahed, there's a Bechin, and so it means it comes out in the kid's head and in that funny little brain of the kid. It comes out that math is bad, biology is bad, Avdol Gemara is bad, bad. Why? Because it's hard. And that goes on into the years that the kid matures. So my marriage is bad. Why? You have a very nice wife. Yeah, but she requires maintenance. What kind of maintenance? I have to remember our anniversary. It's pretty hard. I have to say good morning. it's hard. It's a lot of maintenance. Forget about even the money that I spend on her. It's all kinds of things. I gotta get a yontif for this yontif address. Now, Tu B'Shvat is a yontif also. I gotta get a dress. She's costing me a lot of money. That's hard. I work hard for my money. I didn't think that was gonna be like that. I didn't think it was gonna take all of this hard work. Making jokes, but it's not sad. It's sad. And because of that, there's a little thing that goes off in this guy's head after some time. This is not good. This is not good. It was better when I was a bach. I was a free agent. It was a mechai. This is not good. Also, sometimes she argues with me, and I never had that in my life. Except for my charusa, but that was just, I was in learning. But she actually argues with me about life. And no one's supposed to argue with me. I'm the grand poobah. She argues with me. She doesn't always agree with me, my wife. It's an amazing thing. I thought under the chuppah that I thought that I was, I got a girl that was going to agree with me. And everything that I wanted, she was going to give me. Turns out she has different ideas, different expectations. And that's hard. That's hard because I don't like things that don't make me happy or disagree with me. So hard is no good. So in a very short time, my marriage is no good. My wife is no good. It's such a subtle thing, but it's happening all over the place. Where there are people that were able to go through unbelievable hardships and difficulties to be able to go through, and it made them into stronger and greater people, and it strengthened their marriages as well. And it strengthened the keshet they have with their kids. Because they didn't walk away from were like the little boy that said, it's hard, it's bitter, this is good, but it's gishmak. But a person understands that Torah Mitzvah is the toiv one, like we learned last week, that says in the first, gishmak m'soysa v'sisa m'aysam, that's how you, v'sisa m'aysam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah Mitzvah, and the tachlis of Torah Mitzvah, the Baruch Hu told us, is la'ativcha, is to make you into yourself, and to give you something which is better than anything in the world. But it's not easy. And if you go into a classroom, I've mentioned this many times, you go into a classroom, and I've done this many times. You go into a typical classroom, a high school classroom, I'm not talking about a little kid, from a high school, you go into high school, and you ask from kids, what's the tachlis of life? There's always like one philosopher in the class, but the rest of them are going to say, to be happy. The tachlis is to be happy. It's not the tachlis to be happy. But they think the tachlis is to be happy. Happiness equals life to be good, life to be easy. Means already in this yeshiva bach is it's in this head, I'm not going to have to work, I'm going to marry a rich girl. And then my father-in-law is going to give me like a piece of his company. I'm going to retire early. Whatever. Try to go till 30. I'll retire early. Get an apartment in Yerushalayim, a nice little place in Surfside. The winter, a little spot. Domo once or twice a week. Nice car. Straight, clean Bekesher, even with a tie maybe. And so, It's not the way to build people. But that's what starts to roll around in the head, because that's what it means type. That's why you see the mitzvahs are becoming a huge schlep. Koytzeruach. When you live b'chatzar beis hamalach achitzaynis, and not in beis hamalach hapnimis, so then every single mitzvah is a schlep. Can't get this guy to shul on time. He's 20 years. He comes 10 minutes late, or he doesn't come at all. Can't get him to come. I got this, there's a Yerushalayim, this woman called me last week. The husband doesn't go to shul shops. He's always tired. He can't go to shul. Gets up at 11 o'clock on a Shabbos morning. A firm guy with a beard and pays. Doesn't go to shul. I'm not even about during the week. Last time I was doesn't go to shul. She said, I married a firm guy. I understand. And he's smart and he knows how to learn. He has chavrusa. But he doesn't go to shul. He puts on tefillin, he davens for around 10 minutes during the week. Shabbos, he davens a little bit. And she's crying because she says that we have now our son is already 6-7 years old. And he sees his father doesn't go to shul. I'm having to argue with a guy. A guy goes with a beard and pays, and he doesn't go to shul not during the week, not on Shabbos. Why? Kashelo. He's tired. I said that once to my father. Once. I didn't go to shul. And I was already bar mitzvah, because there was no such thing as not going to shul in the morning of once you bar mitzvah. When I was little, I got away with a little bit, even a little bit, but once I was a mitzvah, it wasn't negotiable. So I was tired, and I heard my mother, because I was with my friends, and we were going hanging around. It was late. My mother said, I heard them talking, to let him sleep, You know what my father did? He let me sleep, because my mother was begging him. Even though I don't understand Hungarian, but I heard where my mother was always, she was like my advocate, you know? So my mother was saying to my father, you know, let him sleep. And my father was, it's already 7:30. And it's going on like this. And the latest minyan, that was on Sunday, the latest minyan in school was 8 o'clock on Sunday. So my mother's saying, you know, let him, one time he can sleep, one time. So my father let me sleep. You know what he did? He drove me to Williamsburg at 9 o'clock. So what do you think this is over here? You can go put on tefillin in the living room? He drove me to Williamsburg. Because there you can catch a minion. You catch a later minion. In Queens we didn't have then minion factory. You know, at the Dobbin someplace till 11 o'clock, 11:30. So we went to Williamsburg. My father sat down with some mishnayos and he waited for me to daven. It was the end of it. There's nothing to talk about. So, it's not easy. And I never had a havamina that the purpose of my life was to be happy. But I did. I was taught that the purpose of life is to work hard and to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, you can end up being happy. So, that's what I always heard. Do the right thing, it'll be good for you. It was that simple, the whole mess. It wasn't complicated. Do what's right, it'll be good for you. And if you don't feel it right now, and it's bitter right now, the time will come when you'll be able to taste the sweetness of it. Whether it's in this world or it's after this world, but you do what's right. So it's not easy. There was always, when I was in school, there were always rumors about, like, easy A's. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There were certain professors that were known to be like, this guy's an easy A. So I did that, like, once or twice. I hated those classes. Because by teva, I was a person who always liked to read and to think. And I was tired, so I was taking, whatever, 17 credits that semester. And so I figured, all right, I'll take one class that's like that. They say it's an easy A. So I don't want to say what the subject was, because maybe somebody is a major in that. And I don't know. It was a subject that has no taichen to it. I don't know what it is. It has an ology at the end. I don't want to say what it is. So I took this class because they said that this guy is an Amish, an easy A, it's the easy set. So I went to the class. I listened once or twice. They said, Josh. So you read the book before the final. You read a few pages and the whole thing. It was like an easy, but it was. I felt bad about myself. I felt bad. I didn't mind to have an easy, not to have to work for that, and just it was easy. It was easy, but afterwards, it's not kishmak. B'shas ma'isi, you feel it's a little bit kishmak because you got off a little bit, but afterwards it's not. They say about Rav Meir Lapin Mizlanis, who's Elena, that he used to go in the winter to Teuvel. He used to go to the mikveh. There were stories like this. Some of them are true, some of them not. But Rav Meir Lapin Mizlanis used to go, and he had a place over there where there was in the lake where it was ice, and there was a place to go to with ice break. He would break open the new Teuvel there, and he took his son with him. Took his son with him, and he told him, he told the kid the title there. So the kid, his son, goes into the ice water. And he goes, I start screaming, and when he came out, so the Rav Meir son had a big towel, and he wrapped him in the towel, and the little boy went So Rav Meir son says, remember this. He said, remember this. He said, when it comes to to doing a mitzvah, b'shas ma'aseh, it's ay, it's hard, but afterwards it's ah. When it comes to an aveira, by an aveira, when you're doing it, it's ah, but afterwards it's ay. Afterwards it's ay. It's geschmack a little bit b'shas ma'aseh that way, but afterwards it's ay. But a mitzvah, it's hard. Oh, it's good. That's what he's saying. Look, this is Yiddishkeit 001 we're doing today. That's what it is, 001. Yesh la mitzvahs merubas. There are a lot of mitzvahs. Ulefamim chelkan kashas lebitzua. And many of them are hard to do, hard to carry out. It's not easy. Ach zois yesh la das. The person has to know. Sha mitzvahs matima islam. That the mitzvahs are custom designed for us. They're mat'imot. They're perfect. Chol ma'aseh ha'teva ha'atzmi shelanu, perfectly designed for the teva of a Jew, to bring out from the Jew all he could be. That ani that we've been talking about, to answer the question of Ayakov. Lachain, therefore, ha'yisraglus ben nasis tivis. Therefore, even though it's hard, but since it's the etzim of who we are, then the way it is with mitzvahs is that even though they're very hard, but if you keep on working at it, then it becomes teva. So much so you have to be careful; it shouldn't become too easy, because it is the teva of who we are. Now, tefillin for a man, tefillin is in the teva of who he is to put on tefillin. Shabbos is in the teva of every Jew to keep Shabbos. So initially, it might be very, very hard. So you have someone that wasn't religious and they started keeping Shabbos. In the beginning, everything is a huge challenge. Those of us who were raised Shem Shabbos, you don't understand, like, what's so hard? You tell a person, that a person who wasn't religious, everything with Shabbos is so hard. But then you see that same person later on, and it became already, became such a pleasure. It became the teva of the person. So, because it is the teva of the person. Because a Jew was created to keep Shabbos. But it's hard. I mean, once you get used to it, then you realize, you feel that this is my teva. This is who I am. Again, when you're keeping it for the right purpose, for the right reason. Acha koshi holech v'nechlash. Until the difficulties that you had in the beginning become much, much weaker. It's much easier. There are many reasons for this. Reishis, to begin with. Dover shematim l'teva adam. Something that is matim. Something that fits the teva, the nature of the person. Af shehu kasha. Even though it's something which is very hard. Hahergel. Mifogeg es rov hakoshi. By doing it over and over, mifogeg means it dissolves, it dissipates the difficulty. That's when it's something which is yateva. If it's not yateva, like if you're not musical at all, and somebody forces you to play an instrument, so like, they want you to be cultured or something, your parents want you to play an instrument, and you're not musical at all, it doesn't get easier. It becomes just more miserable. You get more and more miserable. Because it's not yateva, you're not musical at all. So someone's forcing you. It becomes more embarrassing, more. That's why you have this thing with one of the best ways they have in the secular world to make children broken and miserable is called math. Math. There are some kids that it's not shy. They're not mathematical. It's not the tefet to be mathematical. And every math teacher, how do you become a math teacher? Why do you do that? Because they like math. So that's the nature of every teacher. They think that because they like math, it means that everybody likes math. The truth is that 80% of the kids in the class hate math. I don't know, it's 80%. A lot of the, because that's percentages, they're hard. So a lot of the kids in the class, hate math, right? The teacher, why do you become a math teacher? Oh, they love math. So the teacher wants everybody in the class to love math. And he or she sees that this is a very big, important topic of my life, to get this kid to love math. Why? You just use the phone and you press the, you could add up the numbers on the phone. You don't have to even do that. You could talk to the lady that's on the phone. Say, how much is 2 + 2? She says, 4. You don't have to even take out a pencil or a pen anymore. But the math teacher thinks that the whole tachlis of your life is to be able to say how much 2 + 2 equals. And to algebra, to do trigonometry, which I said I never understood that. I mean, I did 5, but I never know what's a logarithm or a tangent. I never met any of those things. I never saw what they are. But they made such a big. The teacher we had was so crazy with this stuff, with the different angles and having a. They had to look up the logarithms. What's a logarithm? So I did that. With the tables, I memorized, and I did the regions and all that stuff. I still was wondering, what is that? But the teacher thinks this is the tachlis of your life. But it's not. And because of that, if you're not attuned to that and you're not mathematical, it's miserable. And the more you do it, the more miserable you become. Same thing with music or anything that's not your tether. But with Yiddishkeit, it cannot be by a Jew. It cannot be. It means you're doing it wrong. With math, you could be doing it right. And you get a tutor, and the tutor's teaching you the right way to do it. And you're still unhappy. And the second that you're done with having to take math, you're never going to take math the rest of your life. You're done with it. You're finished. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see any of this again. Because it's not you. Since it's not you, you could learn, you could work hard and you could do it, but it's not you, and then when you're done with it, you're puffed. And even if you do it right, you still feel that you're free afterwards, because it's a mechai that I'm done with this. But with Yiddishkeit, when you do it right, this can't be such a thing, because it's who you are. It can't be such a thing. It can't be. That when you're finished with the sukkah, you feel, I'm finished with the sukkah. Oh, such a pain in the neck being in the sukkah. It means you're doing it wrong. I was once in Yerushalayim, davening Marv late someplace, and I was sitting next to an old Yerushalmi, and after Marv, he closed his siddur, and he kissed the siddur, and he said, puter. Like putter, I mean, I finished. I did what I had to. Because there's something sweet about it, but it's also, you know, it's not what Hashem meant. Putter. I'm putter. Or that feeling you have when, you know, there's no tachanun suddenly. You know, you're surprised with no tachanun that day. Like, that's such a, you can't describe that. It's another like 20 seconds, but so, wow. Come home, you tell your wife, you wouldn't believe this. Some chassan showed up in shul today, and we didn't have tachanun. And she looks at you like, okay, so. I said, no, you don't understand. We didn't have tachanun. You know what that means? It's my lucky day. This is my lucky day. We didn't have tachanun. You ever think what it says in tachanun? Look at it to think about it in daven tachanun. But the schus is to say tachanun. The Rishon gave such a tefil to be able to say tachanun. A part of some tachanun. That's all. So when it comes to something that's really who you are, the more that you work at it, the more you get used to it, the more it becomes your life. Because it is your life. And that's why in Purim you make so many lechaims. Because in Purim a Jew is able to feel this is my life. In Purim you have to feel that. Because when you miss lechaim, and when you're standing b'chatz ha'bis ha'melech ha'pnimis, you feel this is the tachlis of my life is to be a Jew. So that's why you make so many lechaims on Purim. Because on Purim you feel the lechaim of being a Jew. But otherwise, chalila, if it could be the Yiddishkeit tastes like death. But when you believe that it's that Hashem did that for your good, and it's really who you are, and it's to bring out the essence of who you are, and you work hard at it because it's hard. And over time, it gets easier and easier. Not that it's easy to do, but it becomes a pleasure. A pleasure. Yiddishkeit becomes the biggest pleasure in your life. Even if you don't have like a Shabbos meat board and picking up on the new Lashinus. You didn't, sit around with your friends at making a kiddush on expensive bottles of liquor and try to figure out how to make Shabbos enjoyable by drinking and by sleeping and by stumbling around. Said, because you're trying to find some sort of in Shabbos, but you're looking for it in the wrong place. And the person's looking for a chiyas and a lechaim, it's a rachmanis. Lechaim is supposed to give a little bit of a chiyas, but when you find that that's what you're looking for, your chiyas and a lechaim is very bad. Those are people called alcoholics. When you're looking for a chiyas and a lechaim, a chiyas to look for in a gemara, in a taisus, a chiyas to look for in a mitzvah, a chiyas to look for in a friend and a child, not on the lechaim. But compare this to something which is not your nature. It's unnatural for you. When it's something which is not natural for you to play the instrument or the math, whatever it might be, when it's unnatural for you, then the koshi is just terrible. It's so hard. And here's the difference. It'll never dissipate. The bitterness will never go away. The difficulty will never go away because it's bechlal not you. It's not you. So you could be working at this job that somehow you forced yourself to be in this position, but it'll never become something you enjoy. You'll do it because you have an achrayus, but if it's not really, if you're working at something which is not, so you'll do it, it doesn't mean you enjoy it. That's okay, you're making a living, but don't expect, it doesn't get maybe easier because you got used to the doing it, you got used to it, but it's never something which is going to bring you a chiyas or a simcha. Kitchunas hanefesh, no gedes benigud atzmi es osadover. Because your soul rebels against that. The nature of the soul is to rebel against anything that doesn't speak to it. No. It's the nature of the soul is to push away anything that doesn't belong there. But nefesh lo tishtam. And the nefesh is not changing. It's therefore, the difficulty that you have with this math or with this music is going to continue. And you might learn the tricks of the trade. So in that way, it'll become technically easier in certain ways. But on who you are and how it wears you down and it eats away at your life, it doesn't become easier. Anything that becomes harder over time. Why? Because you feel, what am I doing with my life? I'm spending my whole life doing something that's not who I am. Totally, you have to make a living. That's not Christ, that's a mitzvah. So if you accept it as a mitzvah and you think of it the right way, and the work that you're doing, you try to infuse it with Kavod Shemayim and the right kavanas, then whatever job you're doing, even the most menial job, it could be elevated to a place of a mitzvah, and that's bad, and what it is. And then the work itself could be, if you see the work, even if it's some menial job that you're doing, if you see it as a mitzvah, and you understand that it's a mitzvah, that could become also Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem. And it could speak to you in a very deep way, because you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. So whatever you're doing at work, it could be something that gives you a chiyus. Because you're doing it L'man Hashem. If that's how you work. It's a madrega. But as far as the actual job itself, the person is doing it, it's not you. Machas mitzukas hanefesh, because the soul is in distress. The soul finds this against her nature, and it's stressful to do something that's against your nature. So Paro gave the women the men's jobs and the men the women's jobs. Understand? So that's miserable because it's not you. So that's not his malacha, that's not her malacha. So they're miserable. Because the nefesh is being schlepped into something which is not her. It's not the nefesh, not the neshama. It's not this. What am I doing here? That's why you don't have. That's why after a person chalila does an aveira, there's that ayayay afterwards because the neshama is rebelling against that. The neshama is screaming inside, Gevald, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So you gave in to the Yetzer, you did that Aveira, but then when you finished and after the Aveira, you feel terrible about it. Or after you lost your temper or something, you carried on, you feel terrible about it. Somehow, during the time that you lost it, you had this pleasure of letting loose and expressing yourself, but afterwards you feel horrible. Because the nefesh says, what did you do to me? Where did you take me? What did you take? Where did you take a stick of elikus and you put it into the toilet? And that's how you feel. You feel miserable afterwards. Shainis, the second thing is, hayisraglus b'mitzvahs, when a person gets used to mitzvahs, working hard, you begin to feel how it's changing you, how that life of Torah Mitzvahs is bringing out who you are. Therefore, you begin to feel that connection to who you are and the Tov, the good in each of the Mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing. It's even if you don't learn all the reasons and deeper explanations for the Mitzvah, even if you don't learn them. You just simple. You do the mitzvahs, and you don't even know like what's the kavanah of the rizal for this mitzvah. It just naturally. That's how we were made. We were made, and Hashem made us in such a way. With mitzvahs, He said, "It's l'toiv l'anu kol hayom." Mitzvahs are good for you. And when you see a person who's miserable from the mitzvahs, it means it's being done the wrong way. With negative thoughts. And wrong expectations and all kinds of other things that are not healthy. And that tov that you feel as you're maturing in your avodas Hashem, and you're bringing out more and more that ani of who you are, the I within yourself, that gives you the strength to be able to contend with other things in life that are not going easy, to be able to take. To deal with different challenges because you have such a chiyus from who you are, the mitzvahs that you're doing. For Eilat Satay, there's Divrei Rabbi Nissim, the Drosh Oysa. So in the Drosh Oysaran, he writes the following. Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem. The Pasuk says, Yisharim Darche Hashem, the ways of Hashem are straight. Yisharim Darche Hashem. What's the lema? Ki Darche Hashem, Hem Yisharim. The pathways of Hashem, Ayisharim, are straight and smooth. Ein b'em rechosim al-kakolois. There are no like potholes and detours, twists and turns. Smooth, straight. Darche, Yisharim, Darche Hashem. Va'adrochim ha-Yisharim, ein b'em toirach v'alichosim klav. And the Ran says, when you're on a straight and smooth road, it's very easy to travel. When you're on a nice, smooth, straight road, it's easy. That's why, Yisharim Darech Hashem. Yisharim Darech Hashem, the ways of Hashem is for Amamis straight. There was a marshal from the marshal from the Dubna Magids, Zechut Zayin of Rocha, and the Pasuk, Kamaltabi was the Lord, has the start of the Pasuk. Can't remember the start of the Pasuk. But the Pasuk was saying that Shalmach was saying that if you find the mitzvahs are hard, it means that you're not working for me. I just can't remember the Pasuk right, it slipped my mind a second. You got to be Yisrael. It got to be, so it's the end. Maybe you could do it. Yagata B'Yisrael, Yud Gimel Ayin Tov, Yagata B'Yisrael, I don't remember the beginning. Anyway, so the Dun Magid said a marshal that, it's a very famous marshal, that this person was in a hotel, and he was leaving the hotel, and he got the guy, the bellhop, to take his bags. And the poor guy is schlepping the bags. He's passing out from schlepping these bags. So the bellhop asked the hotel, the guy, the guest. He said, "Oh, what do you have in this?" So the guest said, he takes a look and he says, "Those are not my bags. He took somebody else's suitcase. Those are not my suitcases. Mine are very, very light. I just had like a light thing. He took the wrong bags." So Dudemagid said that, if you find Yiddishkeit to be very, very, very miserable and hard for you, it means you took the wrong bags. So you took somebody else's suitcase. When it's your own suitcase, Rosham says, the Pasuk says, it's difficult, but over time, when it's your own, when you know that you're carrying it's your own, it's not hard. And the Rosham said that I didn't give you the Torah that it should be hard for you. It should work for you, but you have to work at it. But if you find that getting up and going to shul is something which makes you miserable, it means you got the wrong suitcase. You're not following the program. It might be you're going to shul. You might be keeping the mitzvah, but you're not doing it in the right frame of mind. You don't see it as being you. But if you see davening as being you, so then the suitcase is light. When you see the mitzvah as being you, it's light. If you have to take care of somebody else's kid, it's a hard thing. If you have to clean up after somebody else's kid, it's a very hard thing. But when it's your own kid, again, it's the same job. It might not be physically an easy job to clean up after the kid, but if it's your kid, then it's not the same. You feel that this is my life. This is the tachlis of my life. So you feel that a lightness. That's all. It's not easy, but it's light. Because it's you. But if it's somebody else's suitcases, you got to be as well. If you find that everything in your Yiddishkeit is like so hard, the way the cushion you're schlepping, it means that you're not carrying it right. It's somebody else's bags. It's not your suitcase. Because when it's your suitcase, even though it might be hard, it's good. It's yours. It's your kid. It's hard, but it's good. So when a person knows that, when you believe that the mitzvahs are for you, and Hashem has designed them specifically for you to bring out who you are and to make you into the person that He created you to be, then you feel Yisharim Da'achei Hashem, that you're on a straight road, a smooth road. But if somebody else is on that road, but that road leads to a certain place. In other words, let's say that road leads to Yerushalayim, yeah? Let's say you're going from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. And it's a nice, smooth road. It's a Mechai. But if there's somebody that left Bnei Brak and thought that they're going to, that they wanted to go to Be'er Sheva, then they find out, this road's not going to Be'er Sheva, so it's terrible. Because you're on the wrong road. You're on the wrong road. You thought you're going to Be'er Sheva, and it's taking you to Yerushalayim. But the person says to you, "What are you out of your mind? Yerushalayim? It's the road to Yerushalayim. You don't want to go to Yerushalayim?" He says, "No, because I have a job that I have to do in Be'er Sheva. I'm on the wrong road. That's terrible." But when you believe Emes Be'emunah, you believe that what? That you're on the right road. This is my road. This is my road. This is who I am. This is my road. So then, Yisharim Da'achei Hashem. But if you think it's not your road and it's for somebody else to, but I have to get somewhere else, then it's just an interruption. It's just a waste of time. How do I get finished with this davening? Chick-chack. Where do you finish davening the fastest in town? How do I finish this mitzvah? How do I get done with this? Done. Finished. Now, how can I make it the easiest Pesach in my life? And they'll show you advertisements to make it the easiest Pesach. This Pesach, you're not going to have to work at all. That's the question of the Russia, right? Lachem? No? Below? You hear it. That's what it means. That's the road of the Rosh. Avoida. Oh, it's shver. This is so hard. You know why? Because Havadah Zos Lachem, he feels always Lachem v'lo lo. Doesn't feel that it's his. And if it's not yours, it's the Yanim's, it's hard. That's the Rosh. His whole Yiddishkeit is loy loy. It's not his. Somebody else's. God has some kind of an evening like this that torture Jews. Or my father wants him to do it, or my Rebbe wants him to do it. My wife wants me to do it. My husband wants me to do this mitzvah. Whatever it is, the bottom line of the of it comes out. Ma havayda zayis lachem lachem v'lo lo. It's not mine. It's not mine. Because of that is vayimor is chayeim, bitter mor. Everything is bitter. The tiniest little mitzvah. When you love somebody, anything you can do, you're the happiest in the world to do a favor. But when you can't stand what you're doing, you can't stand who you're doing it for, every single thing is Vayimaru, is Chayam, I'm working for Paro. You're working for Paro, every single thing is Maru. When you work for Chesbor, everything is Matzah. But when you're working for Paro, it's Maru. Just Maru. Vayimaru is Chayam. Everything is heavy. Avayda Kasha, Vachayimra Bilavainen, everything is a Shlam. It's so hard to get the Shul on time, seriously. Vachayimra Bilavainen. Can't get up 10 minutes earlier. Heavy bricks and mortar. Because you know why? Because you're building somebody else's place. That's what it was in Mitzrayim. You're building piano. When you're building for Paro. But when you have to build, when you're building your own place, it's amazing how you can get up on time. When you're building your own place, it's hard. It's the same schlepping. It's the same chaimel bevena. It's also bricks and mortar, but it's your house. And when you're building your own house, it's hard. When you're building somebody else's house, especially if it's Paro's house, then it's Vayimor V'Chayim. Then the whole thing is bitter, mamish, bitter. Hard work. Hard work. So we have to find a way to make Yiddishkeit easier. Everything else, how do you make Yiddishkeit easier? So that's why, even though I was mentioning before, like to have a minyan factory, which now is like to have also in our own community, different places where people can get minyanim all the time, there's certainly a wonderful thing to that because a person's a chiyuv and he can't because of work and he gets back late. There's a tremendous benefit to having a place, but in pnimius I don't know. I don't think it's such a gevaldig thing. In pnimius it's not a gevaldig thing. Not that I'm disapproving. I'm not criticizing any of those places. Because they do a tremendous service for the community. People should be able to have a place to go to. But Pnimi is to build people. To build a person is when he's got one or two minyanim in town, he's got to make it on time. Not everywhere I go, Ashrei Yoshvei Reisach. Mincha, right? Anywhere I walk in the shtiebel, you walk in, Ashrei Yoshvei Reisach. But you also know they'll go in where they're ready davening Shemoneh Esrei to it, right? Yeah, play a little bit of games. But Ashrei Yoshvei Reisach, where are you holding Ashrei? It's a mini factor. Ashrei. You're well. Pnimius, does it build people? I don't believe so. Pnimius, what builds a person is you have one Ashrei, you better get there on time. And Pnimius, again, it's good that they have things like this because people need, and I appreciate it. But Pnimius. It's not the Mahalach. It wasn't that. If you look at the Seder of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have any kind of factory union. They're very specific avodas, very specific times how it worked. It wasn't Ashrei. Mar. Beis HaMikdash is a Beis HaMikdash. It's a holy place. In a holy place, you come on time. And there are times, there's a kriyas. That's how it is. It's hard. Oh, it's hard. I want to be able to roll out of bed and my wife gives me a kick, and I end up in the shul. And just when I end up here, it's Ashrei, or it's in the morning. It's not the brachas, baruch. It's easy, but it's not necessarily so good. Pnimius, it's not so good. Hashem Zohar should help us that we should feel the chiyus of every single mitzvah that we're doing. We should be zayche and it's Hashem to make big lechaims up for. And the biggest of the time should be the Mashiach's game. Amen.